You can read him at the Mercury News, where he runs the college hotline. It is John Wilner. John, thanks for joining us.
Hey, John.
How are you guys?
Well, we're good, and I know you did an interesting breakdown. You went and took a look at the numbers. When it comes to the TV payout, it sounds like the SEC is going to be making $40 million a year per school here very shortly. How far behind currently is the Pac-12 in their payout?
They're pretty far behind. I mean, you know, you've got to compare apples to apples, and the conferences announce their finances slightly different timing. But in fiscal year 2017, the SEC is going to distribute about $40 million to each school. And I would think the Pac-12, and we won't know the Pac-12s until May, but they will probably be in the high 20s. 27, 28 million is my guess, you know, give or take. That's for fiscal year 2017. But then going forward, the SEC could end up extending that divide, and the Big Ten as well, to the point that the Pac-12 schools may be $12 to $15 million behind annually. And that's, again, that's money distributed from the conference. Athletic departments get money from a whole bunch of different places, but conference distributions are certainly a key, and the Pac-12 is going to be pretty far behind those two conferences for many years to come.
So, John, I went back and looked at about 2008, and obviously we covered the University of Utah when they were still in the Mountain West Conference. They were getting about $1 million from the conference for the Mountain Network. The SEC at that point, about 8 years ago, was making about $10 million a season. So the gap is pretty comparable, about 10 or 11 million bucks from those big schools to where Utah used to be when they were a non-automatic qualifier. Are we going to see that same type of gap start to develop now between the Power Five conferences, or does the fact that there is a baseline of $27 million, should that help these teams keep a competitive edge?
Well, I mean, it's all relative, right? If you're making 27 and your prime competitor is making 28, that's not a big deal. If you're making 27 and your prime competitor is making 42, then it's a bigger deal, because the more money you make, right, it's all relative. The more money you make, the more you can spend on coaches, the more you can spend on recruiting budgets, the more you can spend on facilities, the more you can spend on cost of attendance to help lure athletes. So, you know, on an absolute scale, yeah, $27 million sounds great for the Pac-12 schools, Utah, Colorado, and all 10 continuing members compared to where they were a few years ago. But on a relative basis, again, it's not a good situation, because they need to have a competitive – they can't be at a competitive disadvantage year after year with the SEC and the Big Ten and then expect to be able to compete on the field.
Do we know exactly what the roadblocks are between DirecTV and the Pac-12 network?
Yeah, price. I mean, it's as simple as that. The DirecTV does not believe the Pac-12 networks are worth what the Pac-12 is getting from Comcast and others, UVerse, Bright House, all those, Time Warner, which is about 80 cents per subscriber in market, and DirecTV doesn't think it's worth that. And they've offered a lot less, I think 40, 50 cents, somewhere around there per sub, and they're not budging, and they have done just fine these last, 4 or 5 years without having the Pac-12 networks. And the fact that AT&T, which has a working relationship with the Pac-12, a comprehensive equipment sponsorship deal with the Pac-12, which has a UVerse has a deal with the Pac-12, AT&T takes over DirecTV, and they still can't get a deal done, given AT&T's relationship with the conference. Still can't get a deal done. That's a bad sign for the next year or two, and then AT&T's contract is up, and they may just walk away from the conference.
John Wilner's our guest, 1320K fan. John, outside of that, which I think the financial issue is probably the most pressing for the Pac-12 over the next several years, what's the big story this offseason? What is the big story in the Pac-12? Who's the big team? What do you think the national outlets are going to be looking at when they talk about the Pac-12?
Are we talking about football?
Football, yeah.
Well, I think the big story is going to be the big brand in the conference, USC, and whether they can continue to continue the momentum that they finished the season with. You know, SC, you know, there are still people, maybe hard to believe if you live in the western third of the country, but there are still people in the East and the SEC country that look at the Pac-12 as USC and 11 other schools, because they had, that's what they grew up with. If they're older fans, they grew up with the Trojans dominating. So I think SC is always going to be a big story. It'll be very interesting to see what happens with Oregon, with their new coaching staff, with Cal, with their new coaching staff. Quarterback issues, I think, are always watched closely. And the fact that the conference has got, what is it, 8 or 9 starting quarterbacks coming back next year, I think is going to be a big key on the field in the fall. So there's a lot of issues. And, you know, unfortunately, every year we go through spring practice and at least one key player goes down with a season-ending knee injury. Last year was USC defensive tackle Kenny Bigelow. The year before, John Ross got hurt in at Washington's practice. So, unfortunately, we kind of got to keep an eye out for the serious injuries as well.
Is there a cutoff date, in your opinion, for Larry Scott, the Pac-12's commissioner, to figure out a revenue distribution plan that makes more sense? Will the conference either have to move on from him, or, in your opinion, would the conference rather sell off their ownership rights to the Pac-12 network?
Well, if they do sell, and I think that selling an equity stake in the Pac-12 networks is a distinct possibility, because, you know, it's ultimately up to the chancellors and presidents, right? And if it gets to the point where they're getting enough heat internally from their athletic directors and their donors and their coaches, if they're getting enough heat that the current business model is not working, they're going to tell Larry he's got to sell. And I don't know whether they would sell 49% of the Pac-12 networks or 51%. I don't know exactly how that would work and who the partner would be. But I think that, you know, we get a few years into this situation where the SEC and the Big Ten are both pulling in, both distributing, you know, 40-plus million to their schools, and the Pac-12 is somewhere around 30. And the presidents and chancellors may tell Larry, you know what, we can't just keep our eye on the long game. We've got to do what we can in the short run as well. And let's sell and let's collect however many hundreds of millions of dollars we would get for selling off an equity stake in the Pac-12 networks. And then we'll see what happens in the future.
John Wilner's our guest, 1320K fan. Do we anticipate, or does UCLA anticipate, that Josh Rosen coming back is enough to make them competitive in the Pac-12 South? They've obviously got the talent everywhere, but does he come back? Is he immediately one of the top two quarterbacks in the conference?
Well, it depends on how you're going to rate the quarterbacks. I think if you're talking to an NFL scout, then the answer is yes, because Rosen has got the arm talent is off the charts there, right? Guy can make any throw. If you're talking about a college quarterback who is going to lead his team properly and produce wins, then I'm not sure Rosen is in the top two, frankly. I think they'll certainly be better with Rosen than without Rosen, but they've also got a bunch of issues. I mean, they got to figure out what they want to be on offense. Their offensive line was poorly coached. They got a new coach there, got a new offensive coordinator. They're losing some talent on defense. It's hard for me to believe that if Rosen stays healthy, they will be 4-8 again and closer to the bottom of the South than the top. But I also don't think that Rosen being healthy for 12 games is a guarantee that they're going to compete for the South title.
He's got the best coverage of the Pac-12 in the business. You can read him at the Mercury News. You can find him on Twitter @WilnerHotline. John, we love your stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John.
Thanks very much.